This is election season. This is campaign season. This is get out the vote season, except for one guy. Tim Temple. Tim Temple is our insurance commissioner-elect. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Don't forget Commissioner Strain.
Oh, how could I forget Commissioner Strain? I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's that. But, okay, big difference here, though. He's an incumbent, and you were walking into a race without an incumbent after posting up, covering the spread last time, let's just say, and to see the lack of wanted participation. We were talking about this during a break just now. I was shocked that there weren't half a dozen people lined up to take their best shot.
I was too, but you know, at the other side of that coin, Brian, is, I mean, I've been campaigning hard since October of last year.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
and
let's be honest, you've been in the game years since, yeah, there
that.
You go.
So I think that anybody that was looking at trying to go after an easy shot, this mm-hmm. was not the race. And quite frankly, you know, based on the poll we saw this in the Advocate this morning, I mean, insurance is the top of everybody's mind. So this is a not a faint of heart office.
So let's talk about that from a couple of different angles. Number one, the what can you do in the immediate future? Like plans from day one, from the swearing in, how do you hit the ground running?
Sure. And, you know, and it's actually before swearing in, you know, the nice thing about having the opportunity to be the commissioner-elect now versus waiting until October 14th is, you know, the way I see it, that's an extra 60 days.
Yeah.
To start formulating a plan. And that's what I have been doing before last week, meeting with the stakeholders. And, you know, we're going to collectively bring, and I've mentioned that before, this is going to be a collaborative process here. You know, I've got to work with our next governor, and I'm going to work with the next governor and our lieutenant governor and our secretary of state and our new attorney general and treasurer, all these folks. I mean, they all are going to play a role in this. And going back to that poll, they all know that insurance is a major concern for the voters out there. So I'm excited about the opportunity that we're going to create a plan,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to rush to failure. We're not just going to throw a plan up just to have to say we have a plan. It's going to be a collaborative process involving all the stakeholders, the insurance industry, the consumer advocacy groups, the consumers themselves, you know, the adjuster pool. I mean, we're going to bring everybody, the legal team, and we're going to bring everybody into this to the table and talk about what we can actually do to accomplish insurance relief.
Was talking yesterday in this very same segment yesterday in that very same chair yesterday was candidate for treasurer Scott McKnight.
That's my representative.
That's, well, there you go. He was talking for a little while. He is.
Right.
He was talking a good bit about already meeting with you, talking about putting some ideas out there because as treasurer, he's going to want to have a role, that same collaborative role from his end.
Certainly. And that's a good example. I mean, you know, the treasurer does play a role. There are some bond issues in the insurance world that we need to look at,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm looking forward to a treasurer that understands the insurance industry and that understands how their role interacts with, you know, the office that I'm going to have and also how, it, you know, how they've got to be part of that collaborative process. So I'm excited to have candidates that and hopefully, you know, eventually elected officials that I'll be able to work well with.
Now, while insurance is a major campaign topic, there is the possibility, and there's no way I can't ignore the possibility here, that in Louisiana, we are governor heavy. How do you avoid governor push down or shove down? How do you walk that balance of being collaborative while saying, hey, yo, my job?
Well, you know, look, the Department of Insurance, the Commissioner of Insurance specifically, needs to work with the governor. If the governor has a question, the way I see it is you look to your commissioner of insurance and you say, what do we need to do? How can I be supportive of the efforts of the Department of Insurance, the commissioner of insurance to bring about a competitive market,
mm-hmm.
to bring about rate relief for people? So, you know, I've met, I would say, all of the top seven candidates.
Yeah.
I've had discussions with most of them about insurance. And, you know, my intent is for them to look to me as I'm going to do air quotes on expert.
Right.
You know, but their person to turn to first and foremost when it involves insurance and then work with them. And I've been encouraged by all the conversations I've had with all the candidates.
We're talking with Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner elect, which, I mean, we were joking around during the last segment a little bit. You're getting robbed of your election night celebration and whatnot.
Hey, I'll celebrate every night up until then.
Let's talk a little bit about the current insurance commissioner and his final days on the gig. What have you been able to work with Jim Donnellan a little bit to make sure, you know, everything, not just handoff wise, but everything within the office is ready to move forward?
You know, I've had conversations with most of our current statewide elected officials. I'm looking forward to working with the commissioner, Commissioner Donilon, on that. You know, I'm still formulating, and I use the word transition, if you will, to be able to sit down with him to keep moving forward on the initiatives that are good that he's been behind and supportive of. But at the end of the day, it's also going to be, you know, my office, my vision, my goals, my leadership. And we'll transition that. We'll work it out smoothly, and I'm looking forward to getting to that point.
Got Tim Temple in for a couple more minutes. We're talking about the recent, lack of competition and does not get the election night party, but already has the gig. Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. When it comes to that transition, the insurance office is a pretty big office. I mean, it covers a lot of ground. Do you have any plans of making changes within the office strategically? And how does that play out?
There's, I believe it's 233 employees in the office, and there's a handful that are at will, I guess, if you will, unclassified, so that you work at the pleasure of the commissioner. I'm still looking at all that.
I mean,
certainly, I know I've met some of those individuals that work there. I'm going to be very open-minded. As I've said it privately, I'll say it publicly. I don't have a hit list.
Right.
You know, I don't have a hire list. I'm gonna let each person have the opportunity to stay or go based on their merits and my decision ultimately.
Let's prioritize the work once you get in there, because while insurance is a big concern in Louisiana, that breaks down from there between homeowners, flood, car. If you headlines over the last week, you got to start looking out for fire at this point, but. How do you triage what you're going to attack first?
Well, you know, as I've said to you on your program, to your listeners, they know, I'm going to look at Louisiana from a competitive standpoint. If we all want lower insurance rates, which we do and we deserve, then we've got to create an environment that's competitive for insurance companies. So we've got to look at the regulatory environment, the things that you control as a regulator within the office, but also the legislative environment, the statutory, the legal side of it, the laws that insurance companies have to follow. We're going to look at all that, and that's part of what I plan to, and I'm setting up to look at between now and January, whatever the swearing date is, January 8th, I think.
Okay.
To create that. It's no secret. I've talked about my desire to have a special session, and I've mentioned that to several of the gubernatorial candidates. That also, I need to work with the new House and Senate leadership, the new speaker and the new Senate president. You know, they've all got to work. Again, we've got to work collaboratively to bring about a special session. I'm not just going to ask for one and just throw spaghetti on the wall. The intent is to work through the things that we need to do to create a more competitive environment in Louisiana, have the special session, charge forward. If you look at Florida, after Hurricane Ian, they had three special sessions addressing a lot of different things in
right.
there. It wasn't just legal reform. It wasn't just regulatory reform. They looked at, you know, probably 15, 20 different legislative instruments there. We need to do the same thing. We don't need to have three special sessions, but we need to have one, because time is of the essence. I mean, you know, we're in the middle of this hurricane season. Guess what? When we go into regular session next year, which is mid-March, I believe, doesn't end until early June. Any changes you do in that session, it's going to be months before those laws take effect. So now you're looking at 2025. So we've got to act, you know, swiftly to do the things that we know we can do that will help make Louisiana a more competitive market.
Okay, sometimes the answer to the question isn't given in the answer to the question, but is at the same time between if you're reading between the lines. That conversation was about all of it overall, and the conversation naturally gravitated towards homeowners. The market for homeowners is what's lacking right now. But at the same time, though, our car insurance hasn't gone down anytime recently, and I don't know that it will.
Right. And Brian, okay, so let me clarify on that. The things that I'm talking about creating a more competitive environment for Louisiana, it doesn't just apply to homeowners. It doesn't just apply to properties. It applies to auto riders. It applies to commercial property. It applies to just the overall just friendliness of the state of Louisiana for insurance companies.
Gotcha.
Your mind goes straight to homeowners. Well, I start talking about homeowners.
You start talking about hurricane
because
season.
Because the hurricane
right.
season. You're right. But it impacts all lines of business. It's one of those rising tide lifts all boats.
What can we do with car insurance?
You know, the same thing. We've got to look at what the drivers are behind it. Certainly vehicles.
Pun?
Didn't even think about that. It's early for me.
Yeah.
We've got to look at the factors that go into what is behind the premium offset that we're all dealing with. So part of it is just the expensive cars, and we know that, and we've talked about that. The other is the litigious nature of Louisiana. We hear it all the time. People say they see it all the time. Look, as commissioner of insurance, I've got to look at the hard data. I've got to look at the numbers. And the insurance industry has facts and figures for everything. It's a numbers-driven business.
Yes.
But if they want to, put forth that this is a driver behind, premium increases, they've got to show it. And then that's my job, is to say, let's figure out what we need to do to mitigate that. So no quick answers on that. I know probably most of your listeners think they have their own particular answer, but we're going to create, an opportunity for people to submit their thoughts and their suggestions and have input on that.
One of the big things back towards flood insurance is the risk rating 2.0 and the battle that's going on in Washington, D.C. How can you affect or influence that battle?
I've had conversations with some of our congressional delegation members about my intent to be supportive of their efforts. As I've said before, too, just because you don't regulate doesn't mean you can't advocate. I think the Commissioner of Insurance plays a key and vital role when our congressional delegation members are up there fighting for a better flood rating program. Certainly be part of that. Also, there are some private flood carriers that are starting to come back into Louisiana. I'd be happy to share that information once I've, got a little bit more detail on it. But if you read the insurance various magazines and newspaper articles about that, there are flood carriers coming back, private flood, which is a good sign.
Got less than a minute to go. Overall, as you're about to take this seat, are we moving in the right direction?
I think so. I think the fact that that the state of Louisiana is going to have someone that understands the insurance complexity sitting in the office of commissioner is a flag flag, if you will, for the insurance industry. We're signaling that, hey, we want to do things differently. And what's the saying? If you change nothing, nothing changes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we're changing.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be a good sign. The industry is waking up. I was at a conference almost two weeks ago with a building full of insurance company executives. Had lots of one-on-one meetings, had lots of group meetings. They're excited about the opportunity in Louisiana with a new leadership, new vision, new opportunity.
He is Tim Temple, insurance commissioner-elect. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Looking forward to it.
I look forward to be back often.